Hey, this is DA calling in from day 9 of Paddle to Beaks, and we had yet another large, amazing day in the Big Land. We said goodbye to Groomington and to the Kamajet Mountains today, left them in our rearview mirrors. So as we made the crossing back over from Groomington, I think we all looked longingly at the small little land bridge that actually connects it. It's not truly actually an island anymore because of this little bridge that has built up over time. And a strong, strong, strong desire to paddle south to Okak, which had been our original hope for the trip, except that we couldn't manage transportation arrangements to make that happen. We were still contemplating that today. But we said no, we couldn't do that, and then set our sights on Finger Hill Island. So we paddled back north and then took a different side of Finger Hill today, and we're treated to some nice big water conditions, 2 to 3 meter waves and swell, and kind of exciting. I called it a nasty piece of coast at one point, and Mark reminded me, no, it wasn't nasty, it was just dynamic. But we turned the corner in between Soapstone and Finger Hill and came around another little corner and found ourselves a right nice, lovely campsite once again with lots of driftwood. So we enjoyed a fire once again, and looking back on Finger Hill, it still is reminiscent of the kind of land formations you see in the Grand Canyon in the United States in Arizona, but then it also has a little spit of land attached to it where we're camping now that looks much more like high Arctic tundra. So it's a real interesting juxtaposition. Continuing to have fun with fishing floats, I set one free today as kind of a message in a bottle. So if you see a white fishing float with an interesting-looking kayaker on it, know that we set that aside today. Today we ate well once again, starting our day with bacon and eggs and hash browns. And thanks to Karen for those hash browns. She brought them up from the U.S. for us. And after that, lunch was a fine feed of refried black beans and tortillas and cheese and salsa, all of which we dried at home and then rehydrated here. And supper was a fine rendition of chili and rice by Dez and cinnamon roll kind of thing a la Mark. He baked those in this camper kitchen thing we have with some charcoal briquettes. So we're eating mighty fine and living large. Yet another sunny day here. We almost feel guilty saying that we're in Labrador with sun, good temps, and no bugs. But we're enjoying it nonetheless. Rain's in the forecast tomorrow, so we may say a different tune. But another fine day here, and hoping you all are having a grand time. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a good day. Yeah.